If you tour the Philadelphia Zoo with Ron Fricke, be prepared to learn about the birds and the bees and the frogs, kangaroos, oh, those kangaroos, rhinos, hippos, elephants, snakes, monkeys, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my, indeed. You see, Mr. Fricke is vice president for education at the Philadelphia Zoo, where he educates zoo patrons on, among other things, the intimate habits of zoo residents. He joins us now from the Philadelphia Zoo. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be here, Scott. Thank you.
I understand, Mr. Fricke, patrons can pay $75 to essentially take your tour of the intimate habits of the animal world.
Yes, basically we call it Lovin' on the Wild Side, and it's a champagne brunch
of course.
That we offer usually around Valentine's Day, but we also incorporate it into other programs and things that we do.
I wonder if you can give us some, for lack of a better phrase, or perhaps this is exactly the phrase, fun facts, stuff that maybe we didn't learn in elementary school but that you can impart on this tour.
Sure. Well, I mean, we do talk about, you know, who does it the most, who does it the most often, who does it the longest, when you think about porcupine reproduction. And actually, the male will stimulate the female by urinating.
I guess to a porcupine, getting showered by urine is the equivalent of a dozen long-stemmed roses.
It could be equated to roses. I don't know, though.
Oh, my. Now, there's an utterly remarkable fact about kangaroos, or female kangaroos at any rate.
Yeah. Well, female kangaroos, their reproduction is incredible. They actually will have a baby in the pouch, have another baby developing, and at the same time be mating. And if you look at that from a kangaroo's perspective and wanting to procreate, that's very important because that baby, when it's born, is only the size of a lima bean. It's very small. And so by being very sexually active like that, they're constantly keeping a baby ready in case something happens to the one in the pouch.
There is a scholarly purpose to these tours, right?
Absolutely. The primary focus for the tours is to give people an opportunity to come into the zoo, have a good time, but also to learn about how important reproduction is at the zoo. I mean, if you think about it, our primary mission is to educate, but and also at the same time to work with these animals and to work with them for breeding purposes. So we need to know a lot about their breeding behaviors and their courtship and all those things.
Does it happen, Mr. Fricke, that on these tours, sometimes animals just aren't in the mood, if you catch my drift?
Well, absolutely. In fact, we tell everyone up front that you're not going to actually see mating behavior on the tour usually.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, you will. Our giant tortoises often, I'd say probably 50% of the time, you might see one of the males trying to mate with the female. In fact, to be honest with you, many times here at the zoo, when animals are reproducing, even the staff working here don't witness it because they'll do it at times when no one's around, early morning, in the evening.
Yeah, private moments, I should think.
Because they have to be, totally comfortable, and the quieter times of the day would be when those kind of things, might happen. Plus, a number of the animals, of course, are nocturnal, so they're going to be more active at night in all ways.
You must have heard a lot of interesting mating calls over the years.
Yes. One of the calls that I can do is of a great horned owl, and they make a very interesting hooting sound.
Sure.
And it's a territorial thing to let other owls know they're there. And it's something like this. In fact, our great horned owl that we have here at the zoo, who I work a lot with, she and I have a close attachment. We work with each other a lot, so often she'll call to me and I'll call back. I can call back to her and she'll respond.
Mr. Fricke, it's been a delight to talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
I suppose I should say,
that was pretty good.
Whatever that means, thank you. Ron Fricke is Vice President for Education at the Philadelphia Zoo. I didn't say anything unintentionally vulgar.